Hey, welcome again to Thin Line Believers. It's been a little while since I did one of these out in the garage here, out in the barn. So that's what we're going to do today. Got a little bit different setup here. I hope you enjoy it. If you're watching the video, it's a little bit different, but that's all right. That's all right. This is going to be good. So before we get kicked off here, let's start with a prayer. Lord, please speak through me today and speak to the listener. I tend to fumble over my words, so I ask that you would help me out with that and help speak to the listener. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today I want to talk about David. And in fact, my hope and my goal here is to talk about David here for the next several podcasts, at least podcasts in this form. When we get Michael on here, that might change a little bit. But as far as me going solo, I think that's what I'd like to focus on. And to start with, we're going to start really at the first time that we hear about David. See, earlier on, Saul had been rejected by God. See, Saul was the first king of Israel when the people had asked for a king, which they shouldn't have done anyway, because up until that point, God had really been their king. But they did, and that's neither here nor there. And it's not really what I want to get into today, but Saul had been rejected because he had disobeyed the Lord. See, the Lord told him to go in and annihilate a certain people group. And some people would say that, oh, that's cruel. How can a good God, blah, blah, blah. And that's okay. We'll maybe cover that another time, the sins of that nation and why they needed to be blotted out, really. But for now, let's leave it at this. Saul disobeyed the Lord. He kept some alive, and then ultimately, without waiting for Samuel the prophet to come out, Samuel the priest, really, Saul had conducted a sacrifice and something that a king was not allowed to do, that it was supposed to only be done by a priest. And so God had rejected him. His heart wasn't in it. And along comes this story here where God tells Samuel, hey, it's time to go anoint a new king. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to take the throne immediately, and he won't, but he's going to go and anoint a new king. And so we're going to start here in 1 Samuel chapter 16, and we're going to start in verse 6 here. See, he comes to the sons of Jesse, and Jesse presents 7 of them. And it says, so it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. Must have been a good-looking guy, right? But it says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So God can do something that you and I can't do. You know, you and I might look at a person and say, man, this guy must be real spiritual. Look at how he raises his hands when he praises, or look at how he kneels down when he prays, or whatever. And only God knows the heart, right? And that's what it says right here. We cannot see inside of a man to know what's going on inside of them. And what I really want to talk about today is are you a man or a woman of God? And obviously, me being a man, I can speak more to men here and say, are you a man of God? And if you're not, if your heart isn't in it, how are you going to know? Well, David was someone who was very concerned about this. And ultimately, and we'll get into this later, but ultimately, David was called in from the fields. Samuel looked at all of this Jesse's sons and said, none of these are the ones that the Lord has chosen. Do you have another? And he said, oh, well, yeah, I do have David. He's out shepherding the sheep. And isn't that awesome? That the king that he chose is a shepherd. And that's absolutely true for you and me, too. The king over us is a shepherd as well. He's a shepherd over us. And the heart of David was the heart of a shepherd. And if you're law enforcement or firefighter or a veteran, I'll bet you have a similar heart. But it's important to know what's in your heart, right? You may have a heart for service. You may have a heart to shepherd. And that is an awesome calling. That's an awesome thing to be. But you also need to know if there's any wicked way in your heart. David also wrote Psalm 139. David was a psalmist. He was a musician. He praised the Lord. He was a warrior. They sang songs about David. Versus Saul, they would sing, Saul has slain his thousands, but David has slain his tens of thousands. And it would just get under Saul's skin. He'd be so mad about it. Mad to the point where he tried to kill David on several occasions. But the point is, David was a man's man, but he also knew how to praise the Lord. He was a musician. He was a poet. You know, being a man doesn't necessarily mean that you can't do all of those other things. It doesn't mean that you're just a warrior and that you cannot be a poet. That's ridiculous. Being a man is all of those things. And it's being okay with all of those things that God has placed on your heart or the talents that God has given you. Psalm 139, verse 23. David says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties and see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." David here is giving God permission to search him. To search him to see if there is anything that is keeping David from God. See, if there's wickedness in my heart, it's going to keep me from God. That's going to separate me from the Almighty. And so David says to the Lord, "Lord, search me to know if there's anything that has blocked me from you so that you can remove it." Now, David can't remove it himself. He can repent, right? But it's only the blood of Christ that can cleanse us from that wickedness. And that would be why he says, "And lead me in the way everlasting." There's only one way, right? And Jesus Christ is that way. Jesus said, "I am the way." Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Know my worries. Because worries are a lack of faith. Anxieties are oftentimes a lack of faith. Now, I know for me and for those who have been through critical incidents, an anxiety can be an after effect of that critical incident. And that can be a tough one to get over. But here we would tell the Lord, "Lord, know my anxieties. Remove my anxieties. Remove whatever lack of faith that I have that keeps me from you. Because those anxieties cloud my view of Christ. And they block my view of the Lord." So we do. We want to share our anxieties with God. We want him to know what they are, even the hidden ones. We want to say, "Search me, God. Know if there's any wicked way in me. Know if there's anxiety in me, and then lead me in your way." Prayer should be a very open and frank conversation with God. Even much more so than we would have with our spouses, with our buddies, with our psychologist. A conversation with God should be very open and very frank. Not because he doesn't know, but because as a father and a son relationship, we should be totally open with him. Because unlike our earthly fathers, which we are in desperate need of, and I love my dad dearly, but unlike our earthly fathers, our heavenly Father is perfect. And if we bring our anxieties, our issues, our struggles to him, he's the only one that can do anything about it, ultimately. And those anxieties and those struggles and everything else may just be for our good and ultimately for his glory. But we're to have an open communication with him. If something bothers us, tell him. He should not be our plan B or plan C or D or whatever. God should be the first one that we share whatever's going on with. It doesn't necessarily have to be out loud. There's prayers in the Bible that were spoken in silence. But he should be our absolute go-to. Search my heart, Lord, and know if there's any wicked way in me. And if there is a wicked way, and if you pray that prayer, be ready because he'll show you. And be ready to repent of that and make it right. Because God isn't going to just show you and then leave it at that. If you pray this prayer and you pray it honestly and earnestly, God's going to show you, and there's going to need to be a change made. So that's really all I wanted to share with you today. I know it's a short one, and I intended it to be a short one. Especially men today, we need to be open to the Lord. We need to allow him to come in and do some cleanup. Because unless we do that, we're really of very little use to him. Or if we are of use, it's not going to be for our good. It can be for his glory, but it's not going to be for our good. God can use anybody. He even used King Nebuchadnezzar when Nebuchadnezzar was not a believer. But I'd rather be one who's used in a way that it's for also my good and his glory. See, in Revelation, Jesus says that he wishes we were either hot or cold, but because we are lukewarm, he will spit us out of his mouth. And I don't want to be lukewarm. And if I want to be on fire for the Lord, I need to make sure that my heart is cleansed. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today, and I pray for the listener, Father, that you would open them up, that they would allow you to come in and search their hearts in a way that would allow them to become closer to you, nearer to you, that would break down those barriers that have been keeping you out, Lord, and that you would be allowed to come in and do some cleanup and do some real work and make them warriors. Lord, that they would go out and do battle for good in your name. And Father, that you would direct their paths, that you would know their anxieties, and that you would help to rid them of those anxieties, build up their faith. And the same for me, Lord. I need that same thing. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, folks, for listening. If you happen to listen to this before, what is it? The 24th, I think, is Saturday. Saturday, we'll be at CrossFit Wilsonville with some apparel. At least that's the plan. I should say, Lord willing, right? That's the plan. So if you want to come out and say hey, we would appreciate it. Otherwise, you can find our stuff at thinlinebelievers.com. And this is not a plug. It's just telling you that if you do want to support what we're doing here, that's a way to do it. But even more so, please just pray for us. That's the biggest supporter there is through prayer. Also, if you're not already, follow us on Instagram, Thin Line Believers. And we do a daily verse on there. So if you see that come up, please share it. I don't care so much if you hit a like or not, but a share would be great because we're trying to get the gospel out to those in need. So looks like we're coming up on 15 minutes here. God bless. Take care and have a great week. We'll see you.